So, the episode that says, Kevin Bacon makes my morning, I didn't realize I kept doing the podcast, all my new episodes on that. So, it's a little lengthier than normal, it's about 15 minutes, and it gets better, trust me. So, just listen to the whole episode if you can. This one, I'm talking about, I don't know, little bits and pieces. So, I started this keto diet. I'm doing it with my daughter. She's adjusting hers though. We did it for me, like with my weight and height, but she's got to adjust for her. She's an athlete. So I think she really did it for me, and she's a sweetheart. But she trains and she's on set, so she has to stay fit. So anyway, I just want to lose 20 pounds. 20 pounds. Now the last time I lost 20 pounds was when I tried Dr. Bernstein. You know, they give you shots in your stomach and stuff weekly or whatever. It was okay. But I'm trying this with healthier eating because I do need to eat healthier. I have to stay away from dairy, according to my doctor, my neurologist. And I have to stay away from red meat, which is no problem for me because I only eat chicken and turkey and fish. Oh my God, I bought these frozen salmon because it's just easier for me. And oh my God, it was Highliner. Breaded salmon. Oh my God, it's amazing. I eat the whole thing and I never, ever, ever eat fish fully or even like chicken and whatever. But anyway, back to the keto diet. So I'm doing this keto diet and I bought groceries according to that. And it's not bad actually. And I keep track of my activity and everything, and I'm exercising every day for 30 minutes, and it's an aerobic kind of CrossFit thing, plus walking the dog. So I'm only on day two, and man, I miss chips. I miss chocolate ice cream. I miss all that fun stuff. And to be honest with you, I only need to lose 20 pounds to get to my ideal weight. So I'm 57 and 5'3" and I'm at 161 pounds. So I only need to get to 141. So, you know, lose 20 pounds. So I'm hoping to do that in the next 2 months. I'd rather a month, but hey, whatever. Anyway, so my daughter's helping me with that. And I've been really good. I know it's only been a couple of days, but I've been really good so far. And I somehow think the first few days are the hardest. So I had to buy groceries for me and then buy groceries for my husband. And what I did was I divvied everything up by meal. So I did cook for him yesterday and the day before, but now he's on his own. There's tons of food. It's been divvied up so that they're, you know, one meal portion, which he does not like. I know that, but, you know, whatever. So there it is. And it's okay, you know? I know I can do it. It's hard not having the snacks, the chips and the ice cream and the chocolate bars. Oh my goodness, I gotta stop talking about it. So anyway, to pass the time away, because I'm here all alone during the day, and I have nothing to do until my courses for the summer start again. I'm in university, I'm in my, I think it's third or fourth year. I have a memory disability, so. Anyway, so I've started watching Sopranos again. And The Crown. And The Sopranos. I tried X-Files. No thank you. I'm trying different things. And of course, I'm watching new shows. And they're really good. My favorite show, actually, is The Rookie, the new show. It's really good. I like Blue Bloods. Rebel? Sorry, don't like Rebel. But yeah, that's pretty much it. My life consists of exercising, watching what I eat, doing housework until May 9th, and then I'm back in school, and, you know, I'm taking 4 courses for the summer, which is huge. Most people don't do that, but I'm trying to get through this so I can get my honors BA, and then I'm going to consider whether or not I'm going to get my master's. I don't know. But yeah, that's about it. So, that's it. I hope you enjoy this episode. there wasn't really much anything interesting to say. Nothing funny. Yeah, that's it. You guys have a great day.